The first thing oil giants ExxonMobil, BP, and Chevron would like us to know is that they're not oil companies. They are energy companies. So they say investing in biofuels, solar panels, and geothermal power really isn't out of character, even if those things only make up a small fraction of their business. And I guess that's how you end up with an electric car that says powered by ExxonMobil on its bumper.
So, you want to go take a look?
Yeah, sure. Van Reiner is the CEO of the Maryland Science Center. The center is running a pilot project, renting out a handful of bright green battery-powered cars to Baltimore residents and tourists.
Here's the gas cap.
It's an outlet.
That's right. And you see it's 110 volt, 15 amps, so it's household current.
The cars use a battery that employs a special polymer film developed by Exxon Chemical.
Got it. So, right, turn the key the way you normally would.
ExxonMobil said it couldn't make anyone available to be interviewed for this story.
Nice job on acceleration.
Thank you. So I asked the Science Center's Reiner what I wanted to ask the folks at ExxonMobil. Why in the world is an oil company promoting an electric car? Isn't that like working to put themselves out of business?
I see it as a technology company who has made a lot of money in oil. No getting around that. And this is a way to ensure their future, in my opinion. But I'm just delighted that they chose us.
ExxonMobil also recently announced a $600 million investment in algae as a future biofuel. And the company is making sure we all know about it with newspaper and television ads.
We're making a big commitment to finding out just how much algae can help to meet the fuel demands of the world.
Still, ExxonMobil is planning for oil, gas, and coal to continue dominating the world's energy supply for at least the next 30 years. Alex Yelland is with Chevron, and he says that's what his company is projecting too.
Renewables is currently around 10% of the energy mix. In the coming decades, that's not expected to change a huge amount, but from its current state, its relative state, it will grow significantly.
Over the next 2 years, Yellen says Chevron plans to spend $2.7 billion on renewable energy and energy efficiency. But Yellen insists that kind of investment in energy sources other than oil isn't counterintuitive.
For us, it's about building a sound business for the future and understanding where global demand is going and how we can meet that.
I think it definitely is smart PR.
Edward Wu is with Cora Capital Advisors in New York. His firm specializes in alternative energy investing. He says these companies are worth hundreds of billions of dollars, and by comparison, their green investments are fairly small.
They're not going to replace oil, but I think that they're hoping that they'll be somewhat economically viable and at the same time, you know, definitely serve a PR purpose right now.
But Wu says the sprinkling of investments isn't just about having something to put in their ads.
They want to have some biofuels in the mix. They want to have some battery companies in the mix. They're essentially dipping their toe in the water to essentially hedge their bets.
Because no one will want to be an oil company if, or perhaps we should say when, oil stops dominating the energy landscape. For the Environment Report, I'm Tamara Keith.